quarter past 10 now on this Wednesday morning with Danny Pike. Let's talk about health and happiness for a few minutes. If you've been through a serious illness, I would like to hear from you today. How did it change your life and how did you cope with something like that? What pulls you through? Is it the support from your family or friends, your faith perhaps, your love of life, or just a bit of sheer stubbornness that determined you to get through and survive? Give me a call on 03459 57 0057. My next guest was young and living a healthy lifestyle where no family history suggests anything was seriously wrong. But Ali Stunt from Hazelmere had pancreatic cancer and ended up needing major surgery. Turned out she was lucky to survive. 90% of people with this condition are diagnosed too late for an operation, and the average life expectancy is around 3 to 6 months. Ali has set up a charity, Pancreatic Cancer Action, to raise awareness of the disease and is calling for more money to be invested in research into what is Britain's fifth deadliest cancer. Hello, Ali.
Good morning.
What was the first you knew about your cancer then?
Oh, dear. The first I knew I had cancer was when I was in a consulting room after having had an ultrasound scan followed very rapidly by a CT scan, and my consultant standing there telling me I had a mass on my pancreas, and judging by the amount of pain that I'd had in my back radiating around to my front and the general feeling of being unwell, I sort of knew that it was serious. And, you know, even at that point, they couldn't tell me definitively it was cancer. I sort of knew.
But I suspect, perhaps like most other people, you didn't know much about pancreatic cancer. Would that be a fair thing to say?
I'd never, ever heard of pancreatic cancer before. And I just think, well, goodness me, you know, it's where have I been? I had no idea that it's, you know, the UK's fifth biggest cancer killer. I also had no idea about the statistics. You just mentioned 90% of people are not diagnosed in time to have surgery. And surgery is the only curative potential for this disease currently.
And chemotherapy doesn't work, no?
Well, I mean, some people will respond to chemotherapy. Radiotherapy is not commonly used for pancreatic cancer. But unfortunately, once the disease has moved beyond the pancreas and has spread to other organs, that chemotherapy is really there to keep the disease at bay. It's not looking for a curative potential at that point because it's already spread beyond the pancreas.
So perhaps pancreatic cancer outcomes now are where other sort of cancers, breast cancer perhaps, might have been 20 years ago or so, I don't know.
Well, breast cancer about 40 years ago, right, had about a five-year survival rate of around about 53%, which is still better than the 3 to 4% that we're looking at for pancreatic cancer now. Currently, people who are diagnosed with breast cancer have a five-year survival rate of around about 85-86%, which is fantastic. And there's been an awful lot of work in terms of raising awareness for the disease, also a lot of investment into research into the disease. So they know an awful lot more about breast cancer and a lot more treatments available. And so the outlook for breast cancer patients is a whole lot better than it was 30 years ago.
Could it be better for people with pancreatic cancer if there was more money for research, more awareness, people got checked more often, and early diagnoses were made?
Undoubtedly, because those people like myself who are diagnosed in time for surgery to be an option, we've got a chance of surviving 5 years that's tenfold that of people who are not diagnosed in time for surgery. So there is that potential to save many more lives. I think it's always going to be a difficult one, if I'm honest, because a lot of the symptoms can be vague. And
you said it made you feel like you had a bad back. I mean, that could mean many things, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I think basically, I mean, sometimes it can be confused with back pain from a strain or an injury or something like that. And also, you know, a lot of people get abdominal pain as well, which is another symptom. And a lot of people suffer from indigestion. But I think it's not just the individual symptoms in isolation. I don't think you can look at it that way. You need to look at the symptoms in terms of what's normal for you, understanding what perhaps might be something that's quite an alarm symptom. For example, if people get jaundiced and that comes out as being yellowing of the skin and the whites of the eyes and possibly being very, very itchy as well. And if they get change in bowel habit, for example, if you've got pale, floaty, smelly stools that won't flush away easily, But it's really what's not normal for you, what may be persisting or getting worse. And I think it's up to us as individuals to take ourselves to the GPs, as well as some of the things that we're doing at Pancreatic Cancer Action. We've written e-learning modules alongside the Royal College of GPs for GPs in terms of education modules. And we're writing another one with the British Medical Journal for hospital doctors, just so that we can increase the educational levels of the medical professionals. But we, as people, members of the public, we need to be a little bit more aware of the symptoms and also our own bodies.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot, you know, people who notice changes, whatever it might be, and then don't act on it. Mm. And with this one, it sounds like if you don't act, then actually there can be no way back sometimes.
In pancreatic cancer, that can absolutely be the case. Mm. With, you know, 80% of people will not survive a year. So it's
you must consider yourself very lucky then, Ali, for a start.
Incredibly lucky. And you know, I think it's sort of luck and circumstance in my case. But I also did that thing of persisting to go back to the GP when I knew there was something wrong. I didn't know what was wrong. There are all sorts of different diagnoses given to me, like irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, gallstones as well was another one. But I just knew that there was something not right. Whether it was benign or malignant, I had no concept of at that point. I just knew I was in a lot of pain with my back pain. And, you know, it was something that I had to get to the bottom of, really.
So your survival and your sort of... your recovery, as well, that's the word I was looking for, led you to set up the charity. And, yeah. And how's that?
Oh, it's going tremendously, I'm pleased to say. It's growing rapidly. It started off in the basement of my house in Hazelmere, and we've now moved to a proper office, and I'm employing staff locally as well. And we've got a big campaign across the country. We're a national organisation, but this coming month is in Hazelmere on between the 16th and the 24th. We're turning Hazelmere purple, and purple's the colour for pancreatic cancer, for people who don't know. And we've got tremendous support by retailers and businesses in Hazelmere High Street and down in Way Hill as well. And we've got over 100 supporting businesses that are helping us out. So they've taken our bunting. They may be doing purple window displays. And we're also having a street collection over that period as well. So we've got phenomenal support in Hazelmere. So the charity's going very well, and we're able to fund some research projects now into the symptoms of pancreatic cancer, because there's not been an awful lot of research done on this, amazingly. And we've got a team at the University of Cambridge who are looking at a study for us right now. And we're also, when we get enough funds, we want to fund a study so that we can look at trying to find a diagnostic biomarker for this disease. And by that I mean a simple blood test or a urine test or a saliva test, something that is easy and cheap that can help pick up people sooner, because the early diagnosis currently with the treatment options that are out there is the only way we're going to move these numbers and get people to be surviving pancreatic cancer.
And if you can get that simple marker test, that will mean that then it's not like with you repeated journeys back to the doctor and different tests, and then what is it going to be? What actually is wrong with me? I know something's wrong, I don't know what it is. And actually that saves all that time wasting.
It will certainly flag up that there is a potential for that patient to have pancreatic cancer, and then they will be very quickly taken for other exploratory tests, such as an ultrasound or a CT scan, and then hopefully it will stop delays in diagnosis. So people will get diagnosed in time, and that's what we want to see. I want to see more people surviving like I am.
Good. So we look forward to seeing Hazelmere much more purple than usual between the 16th and 24th of November. And thanks for chatting to us today, Ali. All the best.
Thank you very much. And if anybody wants any more information, the website is pancreaticcanceraction.org.
There you go. Nice and straightforward. That's what we like. Straightforward websites. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Ania dots and slashes all over the place. Ali Stunt from Hazelmere, pancreaticcanceraction.org, the website.